This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. From the president to the secretary of state, the U.S. is putting the blame on Iran after two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. Speaking from the United Nations headquarters in New York, here's the acting U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Jonathan Cohen.
The United States assesses that Iran is responsible for these attacks. No proxy group in the area has the resources or skill to act with this level of sophistication. Iran, however, has the weapons, the expertise, and the requisite intelligence information to pull this off.
One tanker is Norwegian-owned, and the other is owned by Japanese Kokuka Sanyo Shipping Company. The head of the shipping company, Yotuka Katada, spoke with reporters in Tokyo Friday and cast doubt on the U.S. version of the attacks on their ship. Sanyo said the crew of the vessel reported seeing a flying object just before the second blast on board, suggesting the tanker was not damaged by mines, as the U.S. believed. Also on Fox and Friends Friday morning, President Trump reversed course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He said he would certainly look at information presented by a foreign power, but he'd report it as well.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Trump said in an interview with ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics, saying there was nothing wrong with it. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. This is VOA News. The Trump administration hopes to soon conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Hundreds of Hong Kong women held a rally on Friday to oppose the controversial extradition bill and the police crackdown against young demonstrators earlier this week. More than 1,000 people joined a peaceful mothers' protest, petitioning for the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down.
So far, we have collected over 44,000 signatures. Today, we gather here to send a signal to the young people that they will not be alone. We will be with them.
Lam declared the violence earlier this week as rioting and potentially raising severe legal penalties for those arrested for taking part. They urged others to show support to young demonstrators by joining a planned rally Sunday. The extradition bill would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Sudan's ruling military council has acknowledged it ordered the June 3rd attack on protesters in Khartoum that left dozens of people dead. Meanwhile, talks between the council and opposition parties on forming an interim government appear to be stalled again. Mohamed Alamin has more from Khartoum.
It appears the Transitional Military Council, TMC, and Opposition Alliance of the Forces of Freedom and Change, FFC, have reached a new standoff in their talks on an interim government. A leading member of the FFC, Medani Abbas, emphasized the opposition wants an independent investigation of the June 3rd raid, redeployment of military forces outside Khartoum, and a transfer of power to civilians. We told the Ethiopian Prime Minister during our meeting last Friday that we totally rejected any kind of direct talks with the TMC unless it's on the procedural ways of handing the power to the civilian authority. Mohamed Elamin for VOA News, Khartoum.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa said Thursday in Khartoum the U.S. also wants to see a transfer of power to civilians. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will face a U.S. extradition attempt early next year. The date comes after appearing via video link before a British court Friday. Assange is accused of revealing classified government and military information. U.S. officials have made clear their intention to prosecute Assange under the Espionage Act. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.